Who cares? This is the Gossip Court Show, Google Podcast, our podcast, our Hard Radio, TuneIn, the podcast app, you can Spotify, Go Overcast. Welcome to the show today, where the scale is always tip in favor of sports. We are absolutely packed. College football guesses, some really big games this weekend. 15 minutes away. It's the Carson's Court Show with the scale is always tip in favor of sports. We're live in Virginia Beach. Beautiful day here in Virginia Beach. Welcome to the show. It's Carson's Court Show. All right, well, I want to start with this. All right. So the 76ers, we'll get to the game last night, Bears, Panthers. There's one big takeaway I got from that. Also, breaking news in the Big Ten. We'll get to that in a couple minutes as well. But I want to get to this first. So the 76ers are 2-0 without James Harden. Clippers 0-2 with him. Folks, I've been on this for weeks now. I said it all of last summer. When a superstar player wants out, trade him. Team will be better. The locker room will be better. Philadelphia's locker room at the beginning of the season, I believe, was a disaster. Think of the drama the Sixers had to go through this last few years, or this offseason. Right? Calling the GM. The GM's upset with Harden. Harden's upset with the GM. Wants out. Wants to go to the Clippers. Embiid. Think about it. Ton of drama. They get rid of him. They trade him to the Clippers. And this morning, crickets in Philadelphia. Look at Antonio Brown with the Steelers. Traded him. Pittsburgh was better. Drama out of the locker room. So many times is like that. Nets with Kyrie Irving. Crickets this morning. Traded him to Dallas. Cleveland, Boston, same thing. It matters. I'm just saying, if you look at the history of sports, baseball, hockey, NFL, NBA, when a player, when a superstar wants out, such as Kyrie did in Boston, Antonio Brown did with the Steelers, trade him. It's easier. You'll get a pick. In Philadelphia's case, they rebuilt the bench. It's okay. And this morning, the Sixers are a good team. And this morning, the Sixers, I think, definitely can win a game or two in the playoffs. This morning with the Clippers, what are they? Heavy, a little bit over heavy with the top four big stars. Little top heavy. Decent bench. Tough West. Phoenix is better. Lakers might be better when healthy. Denver's definitely better. This morning, Philadelphia is a very, very good team. When you trade a superstar in any sport, you get a lot of good players. Who cares, right? If the locker room is a mess, look at the Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. What do you hear from Green Bay? The only thing you hear from the Packers this morning is Jordan Love the future? Probably not, but that's it. Before the last 4 or 5 years, the last 4 or 5 off seasons, Green Bay, between the darkness retreat, going to Hawaii with his best friends. It was loud and just really drama-like. They drafted Jordan Love. They traded him. This morning, Green Bay, the only question is Jordan Love the future? When a drama superstar wants out, move him. Kyrie Irving, Aaron Rodgers, Antonio Brown. Now, James Harden. And the Sixers are better for it. And the Sixers, you know, I've watched them. They have some really good players. And they can make a move at the trade deadline. I mean, they have so many really good players. Their bench is excellent. The bench is really good for Philadelphia. They could make a move. They could get another good player. You know, so keep your eye on Philadelphia. This morning, I feel like the Sixers are better. I saw that stat the other day. 0-2. The Clippers are with James Harden. Philadelphia, 2-0 without him since the trade. Rebuild the bench, get the locker room straight, get drama out of the room, and the Clippers front, the Clippers locker room is going to be a mess in 5 weeks, I guarantee you. And the Sixers locker room, very quiet. You hear nothing from Philadelphia this morning. Nothing. That matters. So I just think the Sixers are in good shape. And the Clippers, who's better? What are they? Denver's better. Phoenix is probably better. I keep saying keep your eye on the Thunder. I think the Lakers, when healthy, are better. There's two teams in the East that are better than the Sixers this morning. Milwaukee and Boston. I'm just saying, it is very interesting. Portland did the right thing, moving a superstar. When a superstar once moved, do it. Steelers, Cleveland, Boston, Brooklyn, Philadelphia, now. Amazing. And guess what? The Sixers this morning are certainly second round contenders. If not, if someone gets hurt in Milwaukee or Boston or New York, Philadelphia is I think, a really good team. All right. So that was the first story. Second story was the game last night, Chicago, Carolina. And I don't love Bryce Young. I still don't. But there are I will say this. At times, he looks like an NFL quarterback, and at times, he just doesn't to me. I think he's very small, and I think that goes against him. Now, to be fair, Carolina has no receiving talent at all. They traded their best receiver to Chicago to get him. So he's playing with terrible players right now. But at times I watch him and I said, that's a good throw. And other times it doesn't look like a good throw to me. But I thought the story last night was not 100% Bryce Young. It was Chicago. At times the Bears look very good. In fact, I know what you're going to say, well, those 3-7. They have DJ Moore, the receiver away from having two really good receivers and a quarterback. I'm just saying, if Chicago, and they will, they will either get Drake May or Caleb Williams. That's a guarantee. There'll be a first two pick. They probably will have two of the top three picks. I don't know if they're number one. There's a couple other teams that I think are really, really bad. But they're two or three picks away. They'll have two of the top three picks. So if they don't get Caleb Williams, they'll get Drake May and Harrison Jr., another receiver and a really good arm quarterback. If they get Caleb Williams and they get Caleb Williams and Harrison Jr. plus DJ Moore, that's a good offense. Plus some tight end that I really do like. That's a pretty good offense. The defense has to come along. And by the way, there are rumors that wherever Caleb Williams goes, Lincoln Riley will follow. So you fire the head coach in Chicago, then you bring in Lincoln Riley. So you would have an excellent head coach, an excellent two receivers, an excellent quarterback, a tight end that I like. Again, and a decent defensive player in Sweat. Again, the defense could need a rebuild, I think, a little bit. That could take 2 years. Maybe even bring in another running back. I think if Chicago, and I think they will get either Caleb Williams or Drake May, Chicago is about three or the Bears are two or probably about 3 or 4 years, I think, away from being really competitive. Oh, and that's right. Green Bay is kind of in a rebuild. Minnesota doesn't know what they're going to do at quarterback. So the only real team in that division is Detroit. It's a weak division. I mean, I think next year Chicago will finish second in that division. I think Green Bay is going to take a while to get another quarterback. It's not going to be Jordan Love. They might draft the LSU kid, Daniels. I do like him, but it's going to take a time. They don't have a ton of receivers that I like, and they have an older running back, plus a questionable defense. So I think Green Bay is going to take some time to really get going. Well, if you look at – and then Minnesota is a quarterback away from being really special. So that division – right in the next 2 or 3 years is going to be really weak. So I'm just saying next year, 2 years, 3 years, I would look for Chicago to finish second. Maybe third if Minnesota figures out the quarterback situation. I don't know if it's Joshua Dobbs. I don't know if it's Kirk Cousins. I don't know the answer in Minnesota this morning. I'm just saying at times last night, Chicago's defense made a stop. The offense looked good. At times, the Bears looked like a half-decent team to me that's just a quarterback and a receiver and a couple defensive players away from being really special. And it's a weak NFC. I said this yesterday. Seattle, Detroit, Dallas, Philadelphia, San Francisco. Those five are the five best teams in the NFC. That's what I'm just saying. Everyone else is just good to okay. Commanders are okay, you know. I think those are the five, and everyone else is bad. Giants, bad. So I think at that point, there's the AFC's overwhelmingly the better conference. But I'm just saying Chicago in 2 or 3, 4 years could be like Detroit now. Really good talent, young talent, really good. I like the head coach if Lincoln Riley comes over to the Bears. And I'm just saying, at last night, I could see special slightly DJ Moore, and I just thought to myself, man, if they get another receiver, a good quarterback like Caleb Williams or Drake May, you know, another receiver in Harrison Jr. and a pretty good defense, or rebuild a little bit of the defense, plus bring in Lincoln Riley, Chicago would be well on their way in 3 or 4 years. That was the big thought last night. And again, Bryce Young at times looked good. And then at times I thought, I don't see it. So I think he's a little small, and I do think that he needs more receivers. I mean, you know, I feel like Carolina, and I said this when it happened, I've almost felt like they gave up too much for the first overall pick. Too much. I mean, Carolina, what it was 4 or 5, they would have, Anthony Richardson or Will Levis would have fell to them, and would they have been better right now? Potentially. Play with DJ Moore? Yeah. So, you know, I just feel like Carolina gave up too much. Now they're kind of in their shoes a little bit. And Chicago is about 3 or 4 years away from really taking off. And, you know, like I said, at times Bryce Young looked really good to me. Really good. And at times I thought, I don't know. There's something there. I can't put my finger on it yet. Maybe next year I can. That I don't see it. I see it a lot in C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, I saw it in. Anthony Richardson went healthy, I saw it in. You know, I see it in Burrow and Mahomes. And, you know, I see it a little bit in Purdy. And I see it in a quite a few. Josh Allen has it. I see it in quite a few quarterbacks. I don't know if I see it in him yet. And again, you know, I said this when it happened, the draft. I said, I think I would take C.J. Stroud over him. Bigger, mobile, better quarterback. And I felt that way. And, you know, Houston, maybe it was a blessing in disguise that Houston ended up, if you're a Texan fan, with C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young. And again, Bryce Young has a lot of, I think the ceiling is high. I am not attacking Bryce Young. I know I've been very hard on Bryce Young in the past, but there's something there. I cannot put my finger on it last night that I just thought, I don't know. I don't see it. And, you know, I've defended him a little bit on the show by saying Carolina needs receivers. They need a running back. They need a defense. I mean, there's two or three B-plus receivers on Carolina. No A-plus. Chicago has an A-plus receiver. They're about ready to get another A-plus receiver in the draft and probably a good quarterback. That's my point with Chicago. I think the Bears are more further in the rebuild process than Carolina. I think it's going to take Carolina 3, 4, 5 years, where Chicago, I think, will be competitive in 3. So that was my thing. And Bryce Young, you know, like I said, there was times last night that I thought he looked really good too. So it's, you know, both, it's a really interesting, you know, it was a good game. I mean, Carolina was, what, 20 yards away from winning that game, or at least getting the game tying field goal. All right. So very good game last night, Bryce Young. You know, we'll see what happens. All right, let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Lessons and classes, check them out today, www.creativemusicva.net. That was www.creativemusicva.net. Music and more than just music, Creative Music Entertainment Plus. Truly a great company. Check them out today, Creative Music Entertainment. All right, coming up on the Carson's Court Show, my college football guesses. A lot of good games coming up. Top 5 best teams in the NBA. And the Big Ten. There's some Big Ten news that just broke this morning. I will get to that next, coming up here in a couple minutes. It's the Carson's Court Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in Virginia Beach. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day still to come. I got some Big Ten news and the top 5 best teams in the NBA. But let's do college football guesses. Let's start off with tomorrow's game, Texas Tech at Kansas. I'm taking Kansas. And this is a really good matchup for Kansas. I think Kansas wins 34-17, or 34-14, Kansas over Texas Tech. Next, Alabama, Kentucky. Alabama's touching some steam. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs because I think they're going to lose to Georgia in the SEC championship game. But Alabama's catching some steam here. I like Alabama over Kentucky. My guess is it's 28-7 Alabama. Michigan, Penn State, the best game of the weekend. I think Michigan is going to win. I think it's going to be very physical, toughness. Defense is going to win a lot here. And, you know, I just think Penn State, a little bit younger. Michigan's been pushing other teams around. I think, you know, a similar theme here. I like Michigan over Penn State. Very low scoring, 10-7 Michigan. Tulsa at Tulane. So Tulsa has, Tulsa has, I thought, played half decent the last few weeks. They're 3-6, But I think I would really I think Tolin's going to win this game. I like Tolin over Tosa. My guess is it's 34-7 Tolin. Old Dominion versus Liberty. I'm taking Liberty. ODU slight has kept games close. JMU the other week, but I just think Liberty slightly better, slightly more athletic. I think that it's going to be a really close game. I think 34-33. I'm going to go 28-24 Liberty. Arizona at Colorado. Arizona is going to win this game. I've been impressed with Arizona. If you told me one team surprised me the most this year, it would probably be Arizona. Ranked 23. They're playing very well football. I think Arizona beats Colorado. My guess is it's somewhat close because of Colorado's defense, but I'm going to go 28-17, excuse me, Arizona. Connecticut at James Madison. So JMU been playing well. I think that continues. I like JMU over Connecticut. My guess is it's 34-17 JMU. Tennessee at Missouri. I'm going to pick Tennessee. Why? I think Tennessee is a better team. I just think Tennessee is. Keep your eye on Tennessee. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they'll get to top 10, top 8 level. It's really impressive to be ranked like Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama in the SEC. Because it's just so Ole Miss, just very tough conference. But Tennessee's going to win some games here. I like Tennessee. Utah, Washington. This is going to be a really big game here. It's in Washington, so Washington's going to win. If it was in Utah, I would say it's a coin flip. But I think Washington's a lot like Oregon. They're very tough to beat at home, and that's why I don't really subtract Oregon for losing to Washington. Everyone else is losing to Washington in Washington. Washington's going to beat Utah, and I like Washington over Utah, 34-33. Very close scoring, maybe 34-32. Very high scoring game. Washington's going to win. Miami, Florida versus Florida State. Florida State's going to win. It's the challenge Florida State's going to have. This is why I like them at the beginning. I have concerns with them. I don't know if they're going to be. I mean, I think they beat Louisville to win the ACC without question. I think Louisville is going to make it tough, but I think Florida State beats Louisville in the ACC championship game. But I think they've had a lot of really close games that they shouldn't, folks. Duke, Clemson, Boston College. I don't know. I like Florida State. I think I don't know if they're a playoff team. They're ranked 4. I think they would be more like 8 or 9. But I think Florida State does win this game. I like Florida State. Oklahoma State versus UCF. I'm going to pick Oklahoma State. I like Oklahoma State. I'm going to go 52-14. Very one-sided here. Oklahoma State's going to win. Stanford at Oregon State. Oregon State's very interesting team to me. Very interesting in the big Pac-12. I don't think Utah is going to make the Pac-12. They're not going to make the Pac-12 championship. I think the Pac-12 championship is either Washington or an Oregon. I think that's your Pac-12 championship. I would pick Oregon, but Oregon State here. They're going to be number 3 probably in the Pac-12 if they win this game and Utah loses, which is very possible. And so Oregon State's very interesting to me. I like Oregon State over Stanford. My guess is it is 42-17. Mississippi Ole Miss versus Georgia. So Georgia has had a lot of somewhat close games. They're a lot like Ohio State. I said that's what concerns me about Georgia and Ohio State. But I think Georgia probably finds a way. This is what Georgia does. Close games find a way to win. And I like Georgia over Ole Miss. My guess is it's very 28-24, a game like that. Very close, maybe 32-28, Georgia. West Virginia versus Oklahoma. I'm going to pick Oklahoma. Why? I think Oklahoma's the better team. They've had some upsets. Now they had some upsets against them. But they have beaten Alabama. They have beaten, certain teams and I think Oklahoma's a really good team. My guess is Oklahoma wins 34-7 over West Virginia. Texas TCU, this is Texas all over. Texas is fighting to get into the playoffs. The Texas Longhorns Texas is a very interesting team. But I think it's really tough to make the playoffs because someone in the Pac-12 is making it. My guess is it's Oregon. My guess is Florida State makes it, and someone in the SEC makes it, probably Georgia. That leaves, you know, you have to go Big Ten, I would imagine. So that would either leave Michigan, Penn State, or Ohio State. My guess is Michigan. So I think as we sit here, the playoffs are going to be Georgia, Michigan, Oregon, and Florida State. That would be my guess of the playoffs as we sit here right now. So I think Texas, you know, ranked 6, 7, barely miss it. So, but Texas is a really good team. They beat Alabama. They upset at Alabama a few weeks ago. I think Texas beats TCU. My guess is it is 34-7. Florida at LSU, another SEC school. I'm going to go LSU here. I think LSU is the better team. I think they play like the better team. I think LSU wins this game 34-14. Michigan State and Ohio State. I'm going to go Ohio State here. Very close game, I think. Michigan State has had a lot of drama, a lot of trouble. I think Ohio State wins this game 34-28, Ohio State. Maybe 34-28. Maybe 34-24, 10-7, somewhere around there. I like Ohio State. Duke and UNC, I'm going to pick UNC. I trust Drake May. I trust Carolina's offense. I don't trust Duke. I said when they beat Clemson, look, it's Duke is going to be inconsistent this year. They're going to win games. They're going to lose games. They're going to have tight games. Carolina's the better team. Carolina's going to win this game. I think they win it 34-14. Finally, Pac-12, USC, Oregon. I'm going to pick Oregon. Yeah, I'm going to pick Oregon. First of all, USC is in – they've lost all confidence. And I think Oregon fighting for this playoff spot, they're going to win this game. It's the most comfortable pick of the weekend for me. I think Oregon wins this game 34-17. Oregon blowing people away. So there's some really good games. If you only can watch two, Penn State, Michigan, big defense, and USC, Oregon. But there's some really good games. Like, I think Georgia, Ole Miss is going to be a good game. Florida, Miami will be close. Utah, Washington, Tennessee, Missouri. I think ODU and Liberty will be close. I think my guess is Alabama rolls by Kentucky. And my guess is Tolin rolls by Tulsa. And I think Arizona and Colorado will be somewhat close. So it's a really interesting weekend in college football. All right, coming up, my top five best teams in the NBA. Big news in the Big 10. We'll get to that next. It's the Carson's Court Show. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day is here. Big 10 news and NBA top five. So let's do it here. ESPN sources have indicated, this broke this morning from ESPN, sources have indicated that a Big 10 response to Michigan could be coming this Friday afternoon. Coming Friday afternoon. That was from Ditch. So the thing with Michigan that I really like is the physical. They're a really good defensive team. I didn't talk about what happened because I didn't think it would be this season. I thought it would be at least next season, maybe, you know, the investigation, that type of stuff. But it's a very interesting thing because let's say, you know, if it's Oregon, Florida State, Georgia, Michigan in the playoffs, which I think it will be. I'm just saying Georgia and Florida State have had some really close games. That's not a great sign. Meanwhile, Michigan, depending on what this penalty would be, I would imagine it's more recruiting than anything else, maybe next 2 or 3 years. But if it's a more serious penalty, Michigan's already had a very high drama season. It's tough to keep college student athletes focused. You know, I think that opens the door for Oregon. I've been on this for 4 or 5 weeks now. Oregon's the team to keep your eye on in college football to win the national championship. Blowing people away. So Michigan's more physical. Oregon's faced physical teams. Michigan's more physical. Georgia, Florida State's keeping teams really close. I'm just saying, keep your eye on Oregon, and we'll see what this penalty will be, or this response will be to Michigan this Friday. All right, or today. So it's a beautiful Friday in Virginia Beach. Let's do my top five best teams in the NBA. Number five, I have Golden State. Listen, this team is deep. Keep your eye on the Warriors here. Now, it does concern me. Chris Paul does get hurt a lot. But I'm just saying, this team is really deep. Number five, the Warriors. Number four, Dallas. The Mavericks have figured out a formula. Great owner, good coach, deep bench, Kyrie, Luka. That'll win some games. And I think Dallas, they're 6-2. Keep your eye on the Mavericks. Number four, the Mavericks. Number three on my list, Boston. So the Celtics have lost some games. Very quiet team. They'll be fine. They'll bounce back. I just dropped them to three. They're 5-2. They'll figure it out. I like the Celtics. My NBA Finals was Boston. I think that they're the best team right now in the – I mean, I think they will become the best team in the NBA. They're young. It's going to take – they got a lot of new players. It's going to take a while. Number three, Boston. Number two, Philadelphia. I love the Sixers. I love what they did with the Harden trade. They got more than I thought they would. They basically rebuilt the bench. I'm just saying, Boston, Philadelphia is – this theory that Embiid is can't get – I mean, calm down. I think Sixers will be fine. I like Boston a lot. You know, Milwaukee is 5-3. Giannis dropped, 56 points last night. They still lost. That's a slight concern. But I think Philadelphia – I mean, I think the Sixers are the second-best team in the league right now. Number two, the Sixers. Number one, the Denver Nuggets. And 8-1, they're winning without Murray. It's amazing. This team is really good. The only concern I have is the bench. Now you're without Bruce Brown, who left, and Jeff Green. I'm just saying the Nuggets, Denver concerns me. That's the only concern I have with Denver. They're 8-1. They're winning without Murray. They can shoot. They can defend. I do like the coach. It's a really – Michael Malone. It's a really good team. So there you go, my top five best teams in the NBA. Again, Thunder, Timberwolves, just outside of my top five. But there you go. All right, well, thank you for listening to the Cousins Court Show today. For the final time, we're live in Virginia Beach. It's a beautiful Friday in the Virginia Beach. We will talk tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Oh, not tomorrow, Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy some of those games. We will talk on Monday. Have a great day, everyone. By the way, I do not own the copyrights to the Final Countdown by Europe or intro song. Thanks and have a great day, everyone. It's the Cousins Court Show. Have a great weekend. Cousins Court Show. Talk Monday.